This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Polis has signed a new law to make it clearer when artificial intelligence is used in election campaigns. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The law would require political campaigns to disclose when they've used artificial intelligence in their materials. It comes as the campaigns and voters adapt to technologies that can create realistic videos, audio, and images of events that didn't actually happen. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said AI can be used to create false content of candidates or elected officials saying or doing things they did not say or did not do. Under the law, any electoral content created using artificial intelligence would require a disclaimer. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The leader of the Denver Police Civilian Oversight Board has been fired. Yesterday's announcement came hours after the executive director, Niecy Murray, held a press conference where she alleged that city leaders were pushing to loosen hiring standards for police and firefighters. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Mayor Mike Johnson set ambitious hiring goals for new police officers as part of his public safety efforts. Recruiting for those roles is overseen by an independent civilian oversight board. But the head of that board says city leadership is interfering with recruitment and pushing her to admit unqualified applicants to police and fire academies. On Tuesday, the head of public safety denied those claims and said Denver only admits qualified applicants.
That's Denverite's Rebecca Tauber. A former attorney for Donald Trump will be barred from practicing law in Colorado for 3 years. That comes after Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty to a felony charge for trying to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. Ellis had already been censured by Colorado legal officials for her false statements about that election. This is CPR News and KRCC.